Well, I'm at Bryan High School, and it looks to be that there was a smell of smoke earlier this afternoon, about around 3:15, and some light visible smoke in the Viking gym, Gym 1. And so out of an abundance of caution, of course, first thing the school's going to do is call 911 and evacuate the property. Bryan Fire and a unit, at least one unit from College Station Fire, have responded out here to the campus in very, very short order, made sure the building was cleared and that everything was under control. No, doesn't appear to any evidence of a fire actually breaking out, and there was an orderly evacuation. We do have one potential injury of a student during the evacuation process, so I'm still gathering details on that. Don't know a whole lot about that yet. But in terms of the incident itself, no injuries related to that.
If you can be a little more specific, if you can, about what might have caused the smoke.
I think probably we're looking at either a fluorescent light ballast, which they sometimes go out and they do so in kind of a dramatic fashion, producing some smoke and some smell. They think they've narrowed it down to either that or possibly an air conditioning fan motor, like an HVAC fan motor that finally gave us the ghost. But we don't think anything more severe than that. And so that's good news. Everything happened in an orderly way. And, of course, can't say enough to the first responders from Bryan and College Station that came out to make sure everything was under control immediately.
For those of us who don't have children at Bryan High, you made the time reference to a quarter after three. Is this close, or had school already been dismissed for the day?
Sure, you're getting right into dismissal times pretty quickly. And so what we've done is we've held the buses up just a little bit here to make sure we've got everybody back where they belong, and we have an orderly departure of students from the campus for the day. So there may be some very slight bus delays. I wouldn't expect a lot, to be honest with you, but this does come at a particularly busy time as the campus starts to get ready to unwind and unload for the day.
Have I missed anything?
I don't think so, Bill, other than, again, our hats off to Bryan and College Station Fire both for responding their professionalism so quickly. They rolled a lot of gear out here, and they're making sure that everything's under control, and we can't say thanks enough for that.
This being a follow-up to your initial report, and you had mentioned that there was the possibility of a student being injured during the evacuation. What's the update?
Right. We've actually got two kids, two students that we're looking at and evaluating. More than likely, we'll transport them for medical care, for a little further evaluation and care. The situation looks like one of the students, at least, is a life skills student. Those are students with some disabilities, and was being wheeled out during the evacuation. And it looks like maybe the wheel of the wheelchair got too close to a couple of steps that are down in the area that they were in. And so there was a little toppling over of the wheelchair there. And it looks like the student had some bumps and bruises on the forehead and may have even injured a tooth or lost a tooth. I don't have full confirmation on that yet, but took a spill anyway. And then either the student pushing that wheelchair or close to the situation toppled over on top of the wheelchair as well. So some minor abrasions there, we think. But anyway, out of an abundance of caution, we're checking that student out as well, and definitely getting the first one some help for an oral injury there and some bumps and bruises to the head area as well.
And since our first visit, the source of the smoke has apparently been found.
It has. I just took a picture of the culprit and put it on Twitter. An AC motor went out, and sometimes they do that pretty dramatically. And what's really ironic is the upstairs area, which is sort of a weightlifting area where that motor is housed, there's virtually no smell of smoke. But yet you go downstairs where that motor was pushing air to down in the gym area, and it smells horrible down there. I mean, it's a very strong smell of smoke. So we're bringing in some equipment that we have that remediates that smoke smell. It's literally an air scrubber. And so we'll be taking care of that situation so the students don't have to deal with that and the staff don't have to smell that tomorrow. But in any case, the culprit has been spotted, and now it's just a matter of getting that motor serviced and or swapped out and getting back in business first thing tomorrow morning.